Earlier this week, we reported on the complications facing same-sex couples when they file tax returns to the federal government, which does not recognize same-sex marriages. A few states are taking these partnerships into account and have extended to gay couples their community property laws. As Phyllis Fletcher of Seattle member station KUOW reports, it means big tax savings for some couples.
Amanda Bean and Ann Bryson Bean live in Seattle with their seven children.
There's a bus. Go see Mommy's on it.
Yeah! Hi, Mommy!
Amanda walks into what she calls controlled chaos as Anne makes dinner for the whole family.
I take care of the kids, and you make the money, and I spend it.
That's not fair.
Amanda is a senior associate at a law firm. Anne is a stay-at-home mom. Amanda says their new tax situation is a small recognition of their family.
It still doesn't really reflect that we're a household, but at least it sort of doesn't look at me as one single unmarried earner.
That's how she filed before. But now Amanda files a return for just half her earnings. Anne files one for the other half. It's called income splitting, and it puts them in a lower tax bracket. It also makes them both eligible for tax credits they couldn't get before. They saved thousands.
The ones that are saving the most are the couples I noticed with a disparate income.
The guy who did all this for Ann and Amanda was their tax accountant, Howard Choder. He says he has to file the new returns on paper because no tax software is set up to handle this yet. The paper forms aren't set up right either.
But I've taken it on myself to write in big red bold letters at the top of the return, registered domestic partnership, community income split with the name of the partner, and the social security of the partner.
For now, it works. The IRS has not said how to do it right. They have said that in California, Nevada, and Washington, same-sex spouses and registered domestic partners must file this way.
Some will pay, but most will benefit from this.
Laura Hexter is a tax attorney and estate planner. She says she had to dispel some myths when this IRS ruling came out. Myths that same-sex couples can file jointly. They can't. Or that the IRS has overturned the Defense of Marriage Act. It can't. And Hexter says some people may not benefit. It could mess up a financial aid package for a spouse or child. Or each spouse makes the same amount of money and it's a wash.
I know it's confusing. I know it's time consuming, but this really is a step in the right direction. Tax-wise, this treats them closer to how they're living.
So, you want to know how much money Amanda Bean and Ann Bryson Bean saved?
$22,000.
I thought, woohoo, I don't have to worry about that new van we just bought. And I thought, maybe we'll be able to start saving for some college.
I guess such a big savings justifies all the years that I'm treated as a single filer.
Ann and Amanda can try to get refunds for as far back as 2008. That's when Washington State recognized community property ownership for registered domestic partners. For NPR News, I'm Phyllis Fletcher in Seattle.